Well, good morning. It is March 3rd, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through the book of Exodus, chapter 14, Luke, chapter 17, Job 32, and 2 Corinthians, chapter 2. So let's get into the Word today. Exodus, chapter 14 today. Exodus 14. Exodus 14. Now, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Tell the sons of Israel to turn back and camp before Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. You shall camp in front of Baal-Zephon, opposite it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the sons of Israel, 'They are wandering aimlessly in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. And thus I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will chase after them. And I will be honored through Pharaoh and all of his armies, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.' And they did so. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants had a change of heart towards the people, and they said, 'What is this we have done, that we have let Israel go from serving us?' And so he made his chariot ready and took his people with him. And he took 600 select chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers over all of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he chased after the sons of Israel, as the sons of Israel were going out boldly. And then the Egyptians chased after them with all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and horsemen and his armies, and they overtook them camping by the sea, besides Pi-Hahiroth, in front of Baal-Zephon. And as Pharaoh drew near, the sons of Israel looked, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they became very frightened. And so the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord. And then they said to Moses, 'Is it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us in this way, bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, "Leave us alone that we might serve the Egyptians"? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness.' But Moses said to the people, 'Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today will never see them. You will never see them again forever, and the Lord will fight for you while you keep silent.' And then the Lord said to Moses, 'Why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. As for you, lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the sons of Israel shall go through the midst of the sea on dry land. As for me, behold, I will harden the hearts of Pharaoh, or the hearts of the Egyptians, so that they will go after them. And I will be honored through Pharaoh and all of his army through his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I am honored through Pharaoh, through his chariots and his horsemen.' The angel of God who had been going before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them. And so it came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. And there was the cloud among the darkness, along with the darkness, and yet it gave light at night, and thus the one did not come near the other all night. And then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea back by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land, so the waters were divided. The sons of Israel went through the midst of the sea on the dry land, and the waters were like a wall to them on the right hand and on the left. And then the Egyptians took up the pursuit, and all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen went in after them in the midst of the sea. And at the morning watch, the Lord looked down on the armies of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and the cloud, and brought the armies of the Egyptians into confusion. And he caused their chariot wheels to swerve, and he made them drive with difficulty. And so the Egyptians said, 'Let us flee from Israel, for the Lord is fighting for them against the Egyptians.' Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the waters may come back over the Egyptians, over their chariots and their horsemen.' And so Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal state at daybreak, while the Egyptians were fleeing right into it. Then the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, even Pharaoh's entire army that had gone into the sea after them. Not even one of them remained. But the sons of Israel walked on dry land through the midst of the sea, and the waters were like a wall to them on the right hand and on the left. And thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. And when Israel saw the great power which the Lord had used against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Amen. That was Exodus chapter 14. Let's move on over to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 17 today. Luke 17. Luke chapter 17. He said to his disciples, "It is inevitable that stumbling blocks come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck, and that he were thrown into the sea, than he would cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times a day, and returns to you seven times, saying, 'I repent,' forgive him." And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Which of you, having a slave plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, 'Come immediately to sit down to eat'? But will he not say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, and properly clothe yourself, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterwards you may eat and drink?' He does not thank the slave because he did the things which were commanded, does he? And so you too, when you do all the things which are commanded you, say, 'We are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done.'" And while he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee, and he entered a village, and 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him. And they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourself to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now, one of them, when they saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan. And then Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." Now, having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." And he said to the disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Look there,' or 'Look here.' Do not go away, and do not run after them, for just like the lightning, when it flashes out of one part of the sky, shines to the other part of the sky, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And just as it happened in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, and they were drinking, and they were marrying, and they were being given to marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same as happens in the days of Lot. They were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, they were building. But on the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. And it will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, the one who is on the housetop and whose goods are in the house must not go back down to take them out. And likewise, the one who is in the field must not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to keep his life will lose it, and whoever loses life will preserve it. I tell you, on that night there will be 2 in one bed. One will be taken and the other will be left. There will be 2 women grinding at the same place, and one will be taken and the other will be left. 2 men will be in the field, and one will be taken and the other will be left." And answering, they said to him, "Where, Lord?" And he said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will be gathered." And that was Luke chapter 17. Let's move on over to our next reading today in Job chapter 32. Job chapter 32. Job 32 today. But then these 3 men ceased answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. But the anger of Elihu, the son of Barakel, the Buzite, of the family of Ram, burned. And against Job his anger burned because he justified himself before God, and his anger burned against his 3 friends because they had found no favor and yet had condemned Job. Now Elihu had waited to speak to Job because they were years older than he, And when Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of the three men, his anger burned. And so Elihu, the son of Barakel, the Buzite, spoke out and said, I am young in years, and you are old, and therefore I was shy and afraid to tell you what I think. I thought age should speak, and increased years should teach wisdom, but it is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty that gives them understanding. The abundance in years may not be wise, nor may elders understand justice. And so I say, listen to me. I too will tell what I think. Behold, I waited for your words. I listened to your reasonings. And while you pondered what to say, I even paid close attention to you. Indeed, there was no one who refuted Job, no one of you who answered his words. Do not say we have found wisdom. God will rout him, not man, for he has not arranged his words against me, nor will I reply to him with your arguments. They are dismayed. They no longer answer. Words have failed them. And shall I wait because they do not speak, because they stop and no longer answer? I too will answer my share. I also will tell my opinion, for I am full of words, and the spirit within me constrains me. Behold, my belly is like unvented wine, like new wineskins it is about to burst. And let me speak that I may get relief. Let me open my lips and answer. Let me now be partial to no one, nor flatten any man, for I do not know how to flatter. Nor flatter any man, for I do not know how to flatter, else my Maker would soon take me away. That was Job chapter 32. Let's move on over to our final reading today, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 today. But I determined this for my own sake, that I would not come to you in sorrow again. For if I cause you sorrow, who then makes me glad but the one who I made sorrowful? This is the very thing I wrote you, so that when I came, I would not have sorrow from those who ought to make me rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy would be the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears, not so that you would be made sorrowful, but that you might know the love which I have especially for you. But if any has caused sorrow, he has caused sorrow not to me, but in some degree, in order not to say too much, to all of you. Sufficient for such a one is this punishment which was afflicted by the majority, so that on the contrary, you might rather forgive and comfort him. Otherwise, such a one might be overwhelmed by excess sorrow. And wherefore I urge you to reaffirm your love for him. For to this end also I wrote, so that I might put you to the test, whether you are obedient in all things. But one whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For indeed, what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, I did for your sakes in the presence of Christ, so that no advantage would be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. Now, when I came to Troas for the gospel of Christ, and when a door was opened for me in the Lord, I had no rest for my spirit, not finding Titus my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ, to God amongst those who are being saved and amongst those who are perishing, to the one an aroma from death to death, to the other an aroma from life to life. And who is adequate for these things? For we are not like many peddling the word of God, but as for sincerity, but as from God we speak in Christ in the sight of God. Well, amen. That was our reading today for March the 3rd, 2023. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Again, like I say often, if you get behind a couple of days, no biggie. Just go back and listen to a couple of these videos. They're posted here on Facebook. They're also, you can find them on our church website. Click on sermons, or you can go to sermonaudio.com, and you can just type in Timothy Howard, and you'll find them. And so they're there. But either way, make sure to leave a comment here or a reaction so you can get credit. Again, we are in month 3, and we are quickly approaching the first 100 days of our Bible reading. That is April 10th, the day after Easter. And so I will announce all of you who have been faithfully sticking with it throughout the year. And so I will also have a nice prize for you as well. But that said, thank you all so much for being with us. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you for another day that you granted to us. Thank you for this word. I pray today, Lord, that you would indeed, Lord, as we just read in 2 Corinthians, Lord, that we would be quick to be that aroma unto life, as the word says. Lord, that we would share your gospel with someone today, that we would commend Jesus Christ. And Lord, for those who we've been praying for a long time, that they would come to the Lord Jesus Christ, that they would be saved. Lord, I pray, God, that you would just give us endurance and patience and hope, Lord, that you're not done yet. Lord, I pray, God, that you would continue to work, that you would show yourself mighty, and God, that you would get all the glory. Lord, we love you, and we praise you, and we indeed give you all that glory for today. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one, everybody.